We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the new Mishnah on Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph. We have now sugyas over here of leaving wine by a goy. What's the halacha? We had before, we Yisrael did a run in a goy's wine press. What's the halacha? But here we're talking about Yisrael's wine, and he hired goyim to work with that wine, or the goyim were left secluded with the wine. What's the halacha? Zok the Mishnah. You hired a guy to transport kadiyayim from one place to another place. If it's b'cheskes hamashtamer, it's mutter, which the Gemara will explain. It means that the guy does not know that you are leaving. He thinks you're coming back any minute, and therefore he's scared to do anything to the wine. Then it's mutter. In my dear shu maflig, if he says he's leaving and he tells him that he's leaving, so then, according to the Tana Kama, if he leaves enough time, there's enough time to poke a hole in the top of the barrel, and then to close it back up, and to dry, so then already it's asa. Let's say that takes 25 minutes. So if it leaves 25 minutes, then it'll be asa. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, that you need a much more time to do anything. Kedei sheyiftach es hachavis, he can open the entire chavis veyigayif, and he'll close it back veyigayif and he'll dry. So in the first man, the Amatana Kama is much shorter time. Just to poke a hole in it doesn't take that much time. But to take off a cover and to replace the cover and then to cement it back on, that takes much more time. So Rav Shimon Gamliel's makel, he says, if you leave it for 25 minutes, that's nothing. If you leave it for a day or two, then there's a chash that he might have opened the barrel, emptied its contents, or switched the contents, and then put up, or touched it, or menasech it, and then recovered it. And the Gemara is going to give three cases of the same idea. So the first case was where the guy is transporting kadayayim from place to place, and the Yisrael disappears. So the shayla is, if the Yisrael could come back any minute, then it's mutter. If he can't, if he tells him that he's leaving for a while, so then it's a shayla, how much time? Machlekes Tana Kama, Shem Ring Emil. So if it's a closed barrel, a sealed barrel, no problem with shaking it. Yeah, we have it before. That derech of shukshuk in such a case in the barrel. That's the more it comes out before that there's no derech shukshuk in the barrel. Mechlekes in the Gemara, we care lemaisa that it's no ain't derech nisuch b'kach. There's no shail of derech nisuch. That it's only a shikshuk hayad, but not a day kli. And that's how you paskin, really. Shaking a kli, it's not enough. It has to be shikshuk hayad, pashtos. But here, there's no derech shikshuk like that. Right, so yeah, I told you have to learn hilkos yayin nesach. People, in some ways, are more mekel, and some ways, are more machmer. The Eilam is no hilkos yayin nesach. It's a 25 simonim in Shulchan Aruch. It takes a long time to learn. So, but keep on doing what you're doing. This way, it's a good shmira, at least. That's sure. But half the things that people do throw out the wine is not, you don't have to throw out the wine. Most cases, you don't have to throw out the wine. But if you do leave, the reason why I'm saying this is keep on doing what you're doing, because people don't have, if you leave the clean lady herself in the house, then it is a problem. Because if she's not scared, she takes drinks by herself, she might take a cup of wine for herself also, then it is a problem. Then you have koicha and all the other problems, you pour your cup of wine. So it's good. That people don't have. But if they touch the wine in front of you, they answer it. I'm saying that's not halacha. It's the opposite. But okay, I'm not getting. I don't want to talk about halacha now. Let's do the Mishnah. Yeah, this next case the Mishnah. Hamniach yayin yenoi bekarin or besvina. If someone leaves wine bekarin or besvina in the wagon or svina, he was traveling together with goyim in the same svina, in the same karin, and he left. He left. He went into town to pick up something. And he went into the Medina to go take a shower. The halacha is mutter, because the guy has no idea when you're coming back. He doesn't know how long you left for. But if he tells the guy, you know what, keep an eye on my wine, I'm going to the city to take a shower. So then it depends how much time you're leaving. If he goes into enough time that a guy could poke a hole and then seal the hole and then dry, then it's aser. Also, you need more time. You have to have enough time to open an entire chavis, the entire cover of a yigayif, and to cement it back down to see when it'll dry. Third case in the Mishnah is, if you leave. So the first case was that he was transporting wine. The second case was he left him on the ship or in the wagon by himself. Third case is you have a guy who runs your store. Even though he's not there the whole time, he's just going in and out, it's mutter. When my dear Shumaflik, if he says he's leaving, Kadesh Yishtoim, Vayistoim, Vayigoyv, Yishtoim, by the way, is a lashon of Shasuma Ayin that we have in the Torah, Legabe Bilam, and Shasuma Ayin means open eyes. So Yishtoim means, Yishtoim, I'm pretty sure Rashi brings this lashon on the Chumash on that word. And here it means you make a hole, Vayistoim Yigoyv, like we said before. If it's enough time for that, then it's Asur. You have to open the Chavis, the Yigoyv. You have enough time to open the Chavis, which just takes long. You have to take the whole cover off and make a whole new cover and to glue it down and to dry. So we have three Machlekes in Tanakam, and we have all the same exact Machlekes. Three different cases, either by transporting wine or by carrying a Vesvina or by Chanos. The Gemara will make a Srikas on Amun Beis. Talk to Mishnah Vaita. You're eating together with the guy on the Shulchan and you're serving wine. He left a cup, glasses of wine, or bottles of wine is the right word, bottles of wine on the shulchan, and also bottles of wine on the counter. Like they used to have a counter next to the where they ate, where they kept all the extra food. And he left. So Allah is Mashal Shulchan Asur. You know why? Because there the guy is drinking together with the Eid, and so therefore the guy says he invited me to eat, so I'm allowed to do whatever I want with the wine. It's like he served it to me. But Shal Dovaki is mutter. But what's on the Dovaki is mutter. Whatever's on the counter is mutter. Vim Amaloi Harei Moizeg V'Shoyse. He says, you know what? I'm leaving now. Do whatever you want. You could make Meziga. You could drink. So after Shal Dovaki also, because he gave him a shush to use that wine. Now, that's not talking about Chavis Stumas. It's a whole different case. Talking about here, bottles of wine which are open, but he's scared to touch someone else's wine. And the guy might walk in any minute. So Al Shulchan, he's not scared to touch it because that he's being served that wine. Al Dovaki is scared to touch that because that's on the Dovaki. There's no permission. But if he has permission to be moizig it, so then he's bold enough to then, like Rashi says, he'll touch everything. And the Mishnah ends off. Huh? He left because he had to go to Davin.
Why not? Why does he have to leave in these cases? Wouldn't it be last year if he had to leave?
No, because he doesn't, in front of the Yid, he can watch or see if he's touching it. If he sees, then it's us, of course. He doesn't see. He sees, he doesn't. When he's there, he doesn't touch it. He served the guy wine. He served the guy. The guy didn't touch it in front of him. Not touch the wine in front of him.
What's in the guy's cup is for sure, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, but he didn't touch the bottles of wine in front of him. Now he left. Do you assume he touched the bottle of wine? Nah. So on the Shulchan, you assume he touched it. On Dovaki, he's scared. He knows he's not allowed to touch the wine. Now, Chavius Psuchais, and Mishnah is for the Kistam Mishnah here. Chavius Psuchais Asurais. If it's open Chavius, then it's awesome. Anything in the house that's open is awesome because the guy might have touched it. It takes a second, stick his hand in. Stumais, if it's Sasum, Mutaris. And how much time does he need alone? That it should be aser. Today she yiftach v'yigoy v'tigoy. Open up the whole barrel and close it back up, and it dries from the cement. Zog Rashi at yishe yiftach v'yigoy v'yigoy v'stamah k'rav shemim. Like the Rashi yishtam, it's a stam mishnah like Rav Shimon Meir, which we'll see again on our base about this. The stam mishnah like Rav Shimon Meir at the end of the mishnah. So now, at the beginning of our mishnah said that if you're bringing kadiyai makom l'makom, hoy v'cheskas hamishtamer, it's mutter. In my dear shul maflig, you have this issue. Now, what does cheskas hamishtamer mean? So we teach the means that he didn't tell him he's leaving, which will be the Gemara's discussion. Zok the Gemara, hey chidam cheskas hamishtamer. What's considered cheskas hamishtamer? Ketayim went in a brisa. Harei shahoyu chamarov upayalov tounim tairos. You had chamarov, your workers, your donkey drivers, your payalim were holding tairos. Now here we're talking about tairos, not talking about yai. No one's talking tairos. And this is talking about Amaratzim, not talking about Goyim Dafka. So, the halacha is, if you leave your Tyrus with Amaratzim, you consume its tummy, they touched it. But they know they shouldn't touch it. So here, if you're around, then it's still Tahar, because they're scared to touch it because you're standing around. So, Reisha Yechamara Pile of Tyrus, here the problem is, like they're touching it already. We'll see in the Gemara in a second what the Gemara will say. They were carrying Tyrus, Afilu Hiflik Mehem. Yosef Mil, even if he moved away for a time, more than a mil, Tyros of Tyros. Because since he didn't tell them he's leaving, so they're scared he might come back. But if he tells his workers, Luchu, you go, I'm coming. Once you can't see them anymore, Tyros of Tameyos. Tyros of Tameyos. So therefore, that's what's telling us to our Mishnah, that you know what it means, V'cheskes Mishdamer, where it means that they don't know, the Goyim don't know that you left. Same here, like Bamarasim, they don't know that you left. The halach is that's a case that it's Tyros because they're scared. But in the case where Yamaflik, it's Tameyos. Now, Yamar wants to know, what is Pshat in this Reisha and Seifa? Isn't both cases he's touching, the Amratz is touching it anyway? Maishta Reisha, Maishta Seifa, which means the more means to ask is, the Al-Khayra, he touched it. I'm saying, what's the point here? So to Gemara, Amar Yitzchak, Reisha, Matarcha, Marav, Apoil, Vakach. What he did was, you had these Amratz workers, you brought them to the mikvah, and said, okay, I'm hiring you to move my tires. The problem is, he might have let a friend come by and touch it. So, if they're scared of the owner, they're not going to let anyone touch it. They know the owner would hire them and say, keep away. This is the Amaratzim say, tell their friends, Amaratzim, keep away because Lamaisa Amtar. So it's a ratio of Matar Chamar Pal Vakach. Yochi, Seifanami, Einamar, Seifanami should also be Mutter because Lachaira, they would tar. So if he's Maflig, it should be Mutter because they're tar. So like we spoke out, in Amar, it's makbid on the Maga Chaveiroi. The Amar, it's not makbid on the Maga Chaveiroi. Break the Amar, if he's not makbid, so the Reish also be Tomei. Yochi fill Reish Nami, name Achi. Amar Rav, so Rav answers, on top of our base now, Bebal Lehem Derech Akalosain, that the Baal Bayis has a way that he can sneak up on them, and they don't know when he's coming back. Yochi Sefer Nami, Sefer also, he can sneak up on them, and and he'll catch them, letting Amarata touch it. My answer is, Kivin to Amalahem Lechu, Vani Ba'acharechem, since he said, you go and I'll come after you, Samchadatahu. He clearly told them that I'm going to be a while, and therefore they're not scared to let someone else touch it. It even goes quicker, and therefore that's a problem there. And when Stanis Star Mishnah, the same thing. That there's a difference between telling them you're leaving and not letting them leaving. If you leave the house and they don't know your schedule, then it's Yoytzi V'Nichnas. But once they know your exact schedule, they know you're leaving now for a while, so then there's no heter of Yoytzi V'Nichnas. The biggest side also, back to the non-Jewish help in the house, even if you want to leave them, no problem, but they should not know your schedule because you come back anytime. There's always two factors they have to know. They have to know they can't touch anything. If they don't know they can't touch anything, so what's the big deal? They don't care if you come back and they're cooking an egg. You let them cook an egg. Terry says you can't let them cook in the house at all because they're not a big lambda. You let them make a coffee, they think you make an egg also. They can't cook in the house. The first thing for clearly is they cannot cook in the house. And they're not allowed to cook in the house. They caught that out. Number two is that they don't know exact schedule. Then there's no problems with any of these things. That's called Yotze V'Nichnas.